listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. You are officially on the couch with me, Dr. Michelle, your licensed psychologist. So nice to have you with me, as you always are this time on Fridays. We are live on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to internet talk station. And today, as always, we are talking about any kind of advice you may need, suggestions, help with problems, issues, whatever you would like. And of course, you can call me live on the air here at 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. And of course, what I'll try to do is help you out with some issues you may be having. Also, you can email me, and that's what I do as part of the program as well, answering emails you have sent me about your problems and issues, whatever they may be. Usually, I have a lot of relationship problems. I answer a lot of self-esteem issues, depression, anxiety. What's going on with this other person? Maybe I can help you out with what's going on with you. And that's the way it works here on LA Talk Radio, on the couch with Dr. Michelle. So let's start out right now to answer some of these questions that I received online at docmichelle@aol.com. That's docmichelle@aol.com. Don't forget, also, you can listen live as well as download any show you'd like here on LA Talk Radio. Also, I'm on iTunes for free anytime. Just look at some of the content, see if something's interesting to you. You want to get help with a particular problem, they're all listed, and you can download them on iTunes as well. So let's start off. I have a really interesting email that I want to share with you, and this is a listener. I do have a lot of women emailing me and calling me, but I really encourage men to. I've said before that men don't usually go to therapy as much as men. Women do. They usually kind of hold back, or they don't verbalize their feelings and thoughts that much. But it's really nice to hear from guys who've emailed me. So let's get started. And this is from Dave. And he says, Dear Dr. Michelle, 2 years ago, my fiancé had a miscarriage. I was the father. A couple of months after, she went into deep depression and went for a few therapy sessions. She was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. For 2 years, she's been telling me that sometimes she loves me, but that sometimes she hates me, and sometimes gives me the silent treatment. She actually moved out earlier this year, but still calls me when she's having a crisis or is in need. I've tried so many times to sit down and talk things over with her to see how we can handle our issues. I love her very much. But she tells her friends that she loves me, but that she doesn't want to tell me to my face. At the same time, she's making horrible accusations about me to many of my friends, which has caused some of my friends to question me. Then when I decide to pull back and not talk to her because I'm feeling hurt, she says I'm selfish. I'm in a no-win situation. What can I do? Okay, Dave, I'm so sorry that she had a miscarriage. And for you, too. I'm not sure if you wanted the baby or where she was at in her head. My guess is that it's probably a good thing that she didn't have the baby. Because you say that she was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, and if so, Dave, it's really tough to be in a relationship with someone with that disorder who is not or has not been in therapy or possibly on anti-anxiety or antidepressant medications. I'm not a pill pusher here, but I'm just saying I know what I've seen. Now, relationships with people with borderline personality disorder are really intense. They're stormy and unstable, and usually there's a lot of shifts of feelings, and they have a hard time maintaining intimate, close connections. Let me tell you a little bit more about what I know about the borderline personality. They totally try to manipulate other people, okay? They have difficulty trusting others. There's emotional instability. There's frequent shifts. They have depression and then irritability and anxiety. And they may be on good behavior for a little while, but then it always goes back to the other. And a borderline personality may show inappropriate, intense anger. They may have rage, temper tantrums, and then go back to brooding and resentment. Am I describing her pretty well? And the thing about the borderline personality is it's very difficult to try to maintain stability because that personality disorder is what I call unstable. They make a lot of other people around them feel like they're going crazy because they're very manipulative. They're smart. And they do what's called splitting, trying to split people apart. There's also identity disturbances. You know, there's a lot of confusion, which it sounds like she has. There's also problems with friendships. All of a sudden, they have these wonderful friends. They meet someone, and they're their best friend. And then either a week or months later, they're not their friends anymore because they did something to slight them or hurt them. They have problems at work. They always criticize coworkers, usually end up getting in trouble because they think they know it all. And, you know, what's really sad about this disorder, just to help you understand, Dave, a little more about this person, a lot of times what we find is there's a deep-seated feeling within the person who has borderline personality disorder that they're flawed or they're defective or they're damaged or bad in some way, you see? And it's kind of sad. It's really tough. And there's all this information about how it started, possibly in childhood. You can many times see this in patterns inherited in family members. But anyway, I have sympathy for her. But I do think for you, Dave, you're asking me honestly, I think it's time for you to think about bowing out of the relationship. It doesn't really seem like it's a relationship anymore because she left you. But she still contacts you all the time. But all in all, I feel it would be really good for both of you could just make a clean break, you know, and go your separate ways. For you, Dave, life would certainly be much more peaceful. Now, I know you feel terrible that she's had to go through so much, you know. I don't think you can help her with her problems. A lot of family members, a lot of boyfriends, girlfriends, friends, whatever, try to help people who have that particular borderline personality disorder. They try to help them, but many times they don't want help because they have such a hard time getting close and establishing decent relationships that they push people away anyway. So I'm not sure if you can help her with her problems. She needs to get therapy. She needs to see possibly if some kind of psychiatrist could help her too, or psychopharmacologist, or her general practitioner maybe with medications. But in terms of you, Dave, it sounds to me like you're confused, you're hurt, you're tired of this, and you want a warm and loving partner. She is certainly not that. So I really think you have to start to think about your own future. All right, and I hope I helped you, Dave. This is Dr. Michelle with you. You are officially on the couch, as you always are with me at this time, on LA Talk Radio. And if you'd like to give me a call, if you have questions or problems or issues going on, I'll take your call at 323-203-0815. I can help you out with some advice, suggestions, maybe clarify what's going on within you, and we can get through this. All right. Also, if you'd like to email me, as many of the listeners have, I am reading a lot of their problems and issues today. You can find me at docmichelle@aol.com. That's docmichelle@aol.com. Go ahead and write me, and I usually get back to you, let you know if I'm going to call you or not. or if I'm going to read your problem live on the air. And that way we can keep it anonymous, if you wish. It's always like that. Okay, let's keep moving. And we have an email from another guy, and this is from Josh. And I appreciate you emailing me. Boy, I have a lot of guys today. This is great. Dr. Michelle, my problem is that my wife has changed so much, I really don't know her anymore. She ended the marriage 6 months ago saying she wanted space. So she asked me to leave. I refused because it was her that wanted the split. She went away for a week but came back and said it's her home and that I should leave. So I did for 2 weeks. Then I returned. It got so bad living together, we were at each other's throats every day. And she accused me of all sorts of abuse. Laziness, not loving her enough, not caring, being greedy. It was like talking to a brick wall. All the times I tried to talk about it, she started to avoid me. Even though she's always telling me to leave her alone and that she's angry at me, she also says she still loves me. And we still share the same bed. These problems from her have driven me to doctors 3 times. I can't handle the way our lives are. 2 days ago, she put her wedding ring on after all these months, but it still seems that I don't know her. She looks right through me like I'm not there. I love her so much, but I'm very worried. She tells me I'm pathetic because I'm very emotional, and I tell her I love her. Okay. Well, first of all, let's see, Josh, I do not like the fact that she tells you you're pathetic. If you're an emotional guy and showing her how you feel, you're in touch with your feelings. I mean, I'm not sure if you're sitting there crying and being very emotional like that. I'm not sure how pathetic she's expressing that you are. I doubt that. It sounds just like you're a caring guy who wants to reach out to me or somebody else and get some help. So this is kind of a strange situation. I'm not surprised that you're totally frustrated. You know, it sounds like your wife has been harboring all kinds of resentments towards you and the marriage for some time. And then it sounds to me like suddenly it erupted. It just blew up. So I would guess that she is going through some sort of emotional crisis. And it sounds like she's suffering from a lot of depression and doesn't want to let you in. So whatever's going on, she doesn't appear to really want to leave you. She's still hanging in there with you. I mean, you're sleeping together. I don't know if you're having, you know, sex or not or what's going on with that. But this is kind of strange. I suggest that you both go to couple counseling. You know, it just could be that your wife is really mixed up right now. And she may not agree to go with you. But if she doesn't, you need to go alone. And you need to be able to have an outlet to talk over with someone objectively who specializes in relationships and marriage counseling exactly what's going on. The way you feel, the way she's reacting to you. You need to be safe and open with someone who won't criticize you. And hopefully it will also prove to your wife that you're really serious about doing whatever is necessary to save this marriage. You let her know you're going to therapy. If she won't go with you, you want to work this out. Because she's hanging in there, but she's still very depressed and seemingly cold. And again, I don't like the way that she calls you pathetic for expressing your feelings. So I hope that that'll help you out. All right? And I thank you for emailing me. This is Dr. Michelle with you, and you are on the couch. And if you'd like to give me a call, you can do so. The number here is 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. And we have a caller on the line.
The cop is?
Yeah.
Oh, a cop.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, is Cameron there?
You have the wrong number. This is Dr. Michelle. You're on the couch with Dr. Michelle.
Oh,
all right,
sorry.
I think that's okay. Thanks
have
for calling.
Have a great day. All right.
All right. If you'd like to call in, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Cameron is not here, but Dr. Michelle is live, and I'm taking your calls. And again, just wrapping up some of the information I was helping Josh out with. You know, do go to some therapy. You know, get some help, because I think it would really be good for you. always, if you want to save your marriage, it's always important for you to get some therapy, get a relationship specialist. All right? You want to call in live here on the air? We are at 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. Let's see, we have a caller right now. Good morning. You're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Dr. Michelle. This is Steve.
Hey, Steve. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Great.
Yeah. I have a problem I thought maybe you'd be able to help me with.
Sure.
Okay. I'm hurting pretty bad right now. I was dumped by my girlfriend about 2.5 months ago, but she still calls me all the time, and she wants to know if I'm seeing anybody.
Yeah.
And I'm really confused because I still love her.
Yeah.
And I would love to take her back.
So have you asked her why she broke up with you?
She said, yeah, I did. She said that she wants to see other people. She wanted to figure out how, you know, if seeing other people would be good, and seeing how that would work. And it's really becoming a problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
How old are you?
I'm 33.
Uh-huh. And how old is she?
This is a big difference. She's 21.
Okay. That is a pretty big difference.
Yeah. But we have a lot of things in common.
Okay.
I mean, we have a lot of things going on, but...
Okay.
But, yeah.
But you understand, there is a difference between 33 and 21, especially when it comes to maturity and relationship experiences. Right, Steve?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So
I know that. I know that.
What can I help you with today?
Well, she's playing these games.
Right.
How can I get her back?
Okay.
I want to get her back.
All right. I hear you. It sounds like you're in love with her. But she sounds pretty confused. And she probably does need to be with other people because she's only 21. I don't want to hurt your feelings, Steve, but, you know, the fact that she keeps calling you is kind of gamey. It's
yeah.
kind of like she wants to keep you in her back pocket just in case she doesn't meet someone else she likes, because she knows that you still care. You've told her you love her and you're hanging in there for her, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm available.
Yeah.
I'm always talking to her. I call her. She calls me. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Well, my best suggestion is that you put some space between you and her. How would you feel about that?
That'd be painful.
I know.
That would be really painful.
I know. It's really tough sometimes. But here's the thing. I think it's really important to draw boundaries, because if you let this continue, this could go on for months and months and months, right?
Yeah.
And even if she finds someone and keeps hanging on with you, it's going to really break your heart.
Yeah, but the sex is really great.
Okay. That's wonderful. That's all well and fine, but you can find, if you want a sex partner, you can find a sex partner anywhere. I mean, the way women behave these days, it's very easy to find a sex partner. I want you to have, it sounds like you have an emotionally serious relationship with this woman, right?
Oh, yeah,
I do.
You love her. It goes far beyond sex.
Okay, good. Well, now that you can distinguish between the two, what I think you need to do is really think about finding someone maybe a little closer to your age, or who acts more mature, who
mm-hmm.
has their act together, who can really distinguish what they want in a person. And,
right.
And I would suggest you start dating other women. And, you know, you just might see a therapist who can help you with your self-esteem issues.
You think I need a therapist?
I think it would really help you out. It doesn't mean that you're crazy or anything like that. Any kind of a therapist who is a relationship specialist or, you know, can help you with your own self-esteem issues. That's the kind of therapist you need, who can help you work through, you know, how you're going to feel about yourself when you get out of this relationship. Because I really, yes, go ahead.
It is very painful.
I know.
I sit at home at night waiting for her to call.
Right.
I feel like a little dog, just
terrible.
Waiting. And it gets very painful. Especially when she calls and I get all excited and say, hey, you want to come over? And she goes, oh, you know, I'm going out. And, you know, it's really very frustrating because I do love her so much. And it's painful. It's painful to be with the one you love.
Sure it is. But what I want you to do, Steve, is I want you to start getting out socially.
Okay.
I want you to start maybe seeing other women. Get out with some guy friends. Start opening up your social circle so you're not waiting at home like a little puppy anymore. That's not healthy. Okay?
Yeah, my friends say I'm pussy whipped. Excuse my language.
Well, I really think that what you should do, are you a good speaker? I mean, you sound like a really good verbal communicator.
I try.
Okay, I think what you should do is call her or meet with her in a public place, a restaurant,
yeah,
or a coffee shop briefly, or write her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, write her. Let her know that you're going to cut yourself off from her completely while she makes up her mind. What you need to do, Steve, is draw some boundaries.
Uh-huh.
And I would really ask her not to phone you anymore and not to see you at all.
Yep.
You agree with me on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be painful, but I think that's the only way to do this. This has been going on for 2.5 months, and it's really killing me. It's painful.
Right.
It's painful.
You can put a time limit on it if you want. I suggest this to people. You can say something like, 3 months. Let's see where you're at. Give her a time limit, but draw boundaries and cut off communication because it seems like she needs time to grow up.
Well, yeah, that's what my friends keep saying,
good,
that she's just too young. She's just too young.
Listen to your friends. It sounds like they really know what they're talking about.
Yeah. But I think talking to a therapist would help.
Absolutely.
Would help. How do I get a hold of you?
Don't worry about it. Don't you worry about it. What I'll do is you go ahead and with the producer, leave your email address and I'll get back to you. And what we can do is, you know, give you some kind of, you're out in another state, I see. So what I can do is just give you a list of, you know, people who might be good for you.
Sure. Okay.
And again,
all right, great.
I really wish you well. I hope that you can work through this. I think you should stop being a puppy and waiting for her call at night. I think you need to be gone and go out, draw boundaries, cut the relationship off, and start living your life. Look, you're a 33-year-old guy. You need to have wonderful, loving experiences in relationships, and you need to find out why you allowed her to do this to you. Maybe you need a little self-esteem work. What would you say about that, Steve?
I would probably say you're right.
Yeah.
Because she took my heart and she trashed it, and I just don't know. I'm trying to rebuild myself right now,
right.
So it's a tough thing. It really is a tough thing.
You sound like a great guy. Stop being a victim.
Well,
stop being a victim. Get out. Start seeing other people. She's told you what she wants, and you're still young. You still have a lot of experiences, and a lot of women out there would love a guy like you. So just hear what I'm saying, and I wish you well.
I'm down. I'm down with it. I'm down.
All right.
Okay, doctor, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate you calling in, Steve.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. If you'd like to make a call here on LA Talk Radio, you can do so. This is Dr. Michelle on the couch with you on LA Talk Radio, and the number here is 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. If you have problems or questions regarding relationship issues or self-esteem issues like Steve just had, or any kind of thing that may be bothering you, you want advice with something, something's going on your mind, give me a call. Or you can email me also. I am reading a lot of emails from listeners who contacted me at docmichelle@aol.com, docmichelle with two L's, @AOL.com, and I'm trying to get to all the emails that I can today so I can help you out with your issues. Again, that phone number to call live here on LA Talk Radio is 323-203-0815. And I have another email. Wow. I have another email from a guy, and this is from Craig. So let's go. Dear Dr. Michelle, I'm a 25-year-old guy, and over the last 4 years, I found myself always being attracted to girls who are unavailable. First, there was Laura, who was 6 months older than me. Then there was Carlotta. Let's see. I have intermittent feelings for my friend Linda, who is engaged to one of my friends. And in the last couple of weeks, I've met another woman who is about 20. She is at my work. However, she has a boyfriend for about a year now. He's in the Army. I just can't see why I seem to only be attracted to girls who are unavailable. It's winding me up, and I don't know what to do next. What's wrong with me? Well, you know what? I mean, I hear this all the time from guys who always pick unavailable girls, usually because they're afraid of committing to a relationship. That's just the way it is. You've got to look at that. Sometimes we pick the wrong people because we know they're not going to be right for us, and it's a lot easier than opening up our hearts and maybe getting hurt again. Some men do this because deep down, they may feel like they just want sex from them, and then they may hurt them. Now, I don't know if any of these things apply to you. But, you know, you just want to find girls who happen to just be around. You know, they're just around you. So what I am reading here is that you have girls who are friends of friends, women at work. They're just kind of around your immediate circle. So it would be great if they are not always attached to somebody else. So maybe you want to expand your circle socially a little bit, you know. Try to socialize more with both men and women. And that way you can extend your circle of friends. If you get out a little bit more socially, guy friends can introduce you to more girlfriends, women, parties, I don't know, social circles, meetings at work, you see. And again, it sounds like you feel comfortable falling for somebody who you know is a friend first. That's fine. I mean, the way a lot of great relationships begin is that you fall for a friend because you really get to know them. There's no sexual tension at the beginning. But the bigger your circle of friends, the better chance you have of finding a girl that you really want to date. You know? And if you're continually stuck in that groove where you always pick unattainable women, I think you might have some sort of short-term counseling about this, because I think it really might help you to do that. You know what I'm saying? Okay. All right. Thanks so much for emailing me. And this is Dr. Michelle with you. You're on the couch, as you always are at this time on LA Talk Radio. You can call me live at 323-203-0815. And we have another caller on the line. Let's see. Good morning. You're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Dr. Michelle. This is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, what's going on with you?
Well, you know, I'm calling because I've lived with my boyfriend for the last 4 years, and I just need some advice on how to help him.
Mm-hmm.
He always talks about his childhood, which he says was awful, that, you know, he was verbally abused.
Aww.
Didn't feel loved.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah.
But the problem is sometimes he gets, you know, like really distant with me and says that, you know, he has doubts about our relationship.
Right. Right. So, what does he mean when he says he has doubts about your relationship?
You know, he says things like he's really confused. He says he loves me more than anything, but... You know, that he gets into, then he gets into these, like, depressions, and he gets really distant with me. Mm. And honestly, I'm getting kind of tired of the, you know, back and forth, and I'm starting to feel a little hurt.
Sure.
And, so do you think he has just a commitment fear, or do you think it really has something to do with his childhood?
Well, obviously, I think it has to do with his childhood. Usually a guy who's had a tough upbringing with no love and has had some abuse in it is certain to have problems in forming and maintaining relationships. And it sounds like you're such a special woman, Barbara. I mean, you've hung in there a while, huh?
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, I want to help you. I want you to help yourself and feel better. But I think he would benefit from some form of therapy. which might
think?
Oh yeah, which would focus on his difficult lovehood or his childhood, which, you know, has been love starved. So the fact that you say you'd like to help him, I think that's so sweet. You know, that's really lovely. But you need to pay some attention to your own mental health and self-esteem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. And if you do this, I'm sure it'll become really clear to you whether or not you should continue in the relationship. Right? So what I hear from you, what I hear from you, Barbara, is that you're allowing yourself to feel rejected and hurt by his actions. And even though on an intellectual level, you know that they're nothing to do with you, right? It's nothing to do with you now. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, good. I think it's everything to do with his past. It's really difficult dealing with people who have had abusive parents or a parent and have felt unloved. There's always a seeking, an unfulfillment inside, and there usually is depression that goes along with that. Does he have any substance abuse issues at all?
No.
Good. All right. I think you really need to consider getting some therapy for yourself also. So you can talk to somebody the way you're talking to me. Talk to somebody on more of a long-term basis. You see?
I should get him to go see somebody too.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't force him and you can't push him. You might just suggest that you've noticed that he's been depressed off and on for quite some time now. And you're worried about him because you love him. And you know that he talks to you about his abusive relationship growing up with his mom or dad. And that because of this, I think that it's important that you tell him that you're concerned about him and that you love him and you see he is depressed and that he does pull back and have some doubts. But assure him that you know that he loves you and assure him that you know it's not about you and that you're there for him. But suggest maybe very nicely, or if you have a circle, do you know his friends? Do you have a circle of friends that you all hang out with?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, maybe his friends could also suggest that he get some help. Because he doesn't...
Okay, I think I know one person I can talk to that would probably help me.
Okay, all right. And you need to believe more in yourself, Barbara, you see. And when that happens, you're going to be able to stand back from his moods and know that they're his problem completely. You're okay. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And it's possible that...
Thank you, Dr.
Oh, you're welcome. Listen, Barbara, if you get more self-esteem and confidence, you may decide that you've had enough of your boyfriend's moods. You may want to move on. You may consider that if he continues to refuse therapy and doesn't want to try to help the relationship and hear what you're saying, I hate to tell you this, but you may need to move on yourself.
Yes, I've thought about that, and but I think I want to help him, and I'll try and work on it together with him.
Well, you sound like a sweetheart.
Thank you.
You sound like a lovely lady, and I thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, Dr. Michelle.
Hope I helped you a lot. Take good care now. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. This is Dr. Michelle with you, and you are officially on the couch, as you always are at this time, on LA Talk Radio, 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. And, a lot of times, if you are in a relationship with someone, just as Barbara was talking about, and they continue to want to be with you, but then have moments of want to isolate from you or want to reject you, and, you know that they have problems from their childhood relationships. Maybe they were abused or whatever. It's always really a good thing to encourage them to get help. And if they don't want to get help, then you have to kind of protect yourself. You really have to take care of your own psyche because, I mean, would you want a relationship with someone like this for years? Is that what you'd like? And be hurt for years? And if he were not to want to get therapy, that would indicate to me that he doesn't really care about the relationship as much. So that's just what I'm feeling. All righty, let's move on. This is Dr. Michelle, by the way. We are on LA Talk Radio together, as we always are at this time. And you can email me as well if you would like to. I will take your emails at docmichelle@aol.com. And I'm answering your emails right now. Let's see. This is from Candy. Candy, here you go. Dear Dr. Michelle, I'm a 30-year-old single woman in a wonderful emotional and sexual relationship with a married man. Okay. He tells me that his wife is also having an affair, but that their marriage is not great. And then he tells me that it's better for him to stay in the marriage than to go. This really hurts me. I take this as a personal insult. He also says that if he does leave his marriage, he probably wants to be on his own for a while to sort things out and get his head together. So this leaves me feeling that obviously I'm not that important to him. If he doesn't leave his wife, I still may not be part of his future. Now, when he's with me, he acts like he loves me. Am I wasting my time totally? Candy. You know, from working with people in this situation, I think it's actually a very good plan. I think it's a great idea for a guy who's involved in this sort of situation. He needs to take some time out. I always say it's really a good idea not to get involved with a married man. You knew what you were doing going into the relationship. You chose it. Usually, you're going to end up getting heartbroken. And the reality is if this guy comes right from the marriage and then starts living with you, the chances are that the stress and the tension of the whole thing's going to lead him to return home. And then he may try it again with his wife. Sounds like he keeps bouncing back, right? And this kind of yo-yoing, right, it carries on for months sometimes. And the other real possibility is that if he feels pressure from you, like guilt about trying to end his marriage, he just might go away forever. And I know it's really hard when you care for someone to stay out of the picture, but I can assure you that it would be really a smart thing to do for you. Here's what I would suggest. Tell him you want to be with him. Tell him you love him. That's assuming you do. I assume you do. And tell him you're going to move on with your own life and let him get his own head together. You see, because by stopping yourself from clinging to him, you're going to give him space. He needs space. And he'll probably be very grateful for it. You see, this is really a mature thing to do. It'll show him that you're worth having. It'll show him that you're confident, that you're, you know, okay about who you are. You see, you have self-esteem now. You're not always waiting for this guy to call you. And not always waiting because he says, well, you know, I'm not happy with my wife now, but I'm staying in the relationship. And if I do leave my wife, I may, you know, just kind of need some space for a while. Well, there's your answer right there, Candy. Give him some space first. Let him clear his head. Let him have some time. If you really love this guy and want this relationship, give him some space. Back off. Start seeing other guys. Get more social. Get more social. That's my suggestion. All right, Candy, and I thank you for emailing me. This is Dr. Michelle, and you are on the couch with me, as you always are, on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to talk radio station. And if you'd like to give me a call here live on the air, you can do so. 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. Or you can email me at docmichelle@aol.com. What I can try to do is give you advice, suggestions, ideas, help you out with some of your problems, whether they be relationship-oriented, some personal issues, self-esteem, maybe a little depression, anxiety, whatever's going on with you. Just let me know. I'll see if I can help. All right, we're going to move on now, and I have an email. This is from Sandy, and it's a woman, not a guy, Sandy. Dear Dr. Michelle, I'm 35 years old, and my husband and I have been together for 15 years. Good for you. But the problem is that my husband is jealous of everything I do without him. He hates me going out with friends. He gets really mad and argues with me for days after. I have never cheated on my husband, but he says he's too tired to do stuff, even one day a week after work, and usually on the weekends, he's very tired as well. So I go to movies, dinner, or have drinks with girlfriends or the gang from work. He never asks if I've enjoyed my evening. He just argues. When I go out with some of the women I work with, which is only about twice a month, he freaks out when I come home. I always have a good female friend who is with me and supports me in this. Also, there is a friend who I hang out with the ladies at work, who is gay. We're just friends. I can't invite her to my house because my husband's really rude to her. As far as my husband is concerned, I run around with my friends, flirt, and leave him alone at home. This is what he says. I'm really tired of feeling like he and I can't share good times together, and then I have to go out with friends. Can you help me? Well, it sounds like you're still young at heart. Let's see, you are 35 years old, and your husband's in his 40s, right? Okay, that's fine. That's great. And it sounds to me like jealousy has always been a factor in the relationship. I mean, when you start out with somebody who's jealous, they usually don't change. You know, they need to work on that self-esteem issue. So I see that you've been with your husband for about 15 years. See, if you were writing to me as a lady in her 20s and you were in a young marriage, I'd feel kind of down about it. I'd be, oh boy, you know, because I think he was really kind of young. And I'm worried, though, that your husband's a little too set in his ways. See? And what I need you to do is ask yourself whether, despite all its flaws, that you'd rather remain in this relationship. You know? If you're not sure about it, then the relationship really might be in trouble. And I think your husband needs to know this. It sounds like you say you come home and he argues with you. Well, that's not a healthy relationship, sitting and arguing with someone. You know? He really needs to go to relationship counseling with you. I would also suggest that he go see a doctor. If he's tired all the time, and doesn't feel like going out with you, he may need to have a checkup to see what's going on with him. If he's stressed or fatigued all the time, you say, from work, and he just doesn't have the energy to go out, maybe it's a physiological problem. Maybe he's suffering from depression. So what I think you guys ought to do is go out, see a therapist together, a relationship specialist, psychologist, and make sure that you can work through some of these problems. He needs to work on his jealousy. You need to slow down a little bit and not bolt out of the door with your girlfriends, though, when he says, I'm too tired. You need to cuddle up with him, maybe watch some TV with him and say, what's going on with you? Take some time and try to understand what's up with him. You see what I'm saying? That's a little bit more of a loving thing to do with him. You see? That's just my suggestion. Have some couple counseling. And I think what you guys should do is just take some time out together and ask him very kindly, what would you like to do tonight? You want to sit and, you know, make a nice dinner, have a glass of wine, we'll watch a cool old movie together, we'll cuddle up. You know what I'm saying? So those are just some ideas for you. All right. This is Dr. Michelle with you, and I hope I'm helping you out here on the couch with me, as you always are, at this time on LA Talk Radio. And if you would like to email me, you could do so. I'll try to answer your emails. If you have relationship questions, trust issues, you also have some, you know, depression, self-esteem, you could go ahead and write me at docmichelle@AOL.com. That's docmichelle with two L's at AOL.com. Or you can call in live right here on the air at 323-203-0815. Don't forget, this is LA Talk Radio. This is internet radio. So you can download all the shows. If you go into the content and you see some subjects that you like, or maybe some problems that come up that you might be having and you might need some help with, you can go ahead and download those archives. You can also download all my shows on iTunes. They're free. And they're under DrMichelle.com, Dr. Michelle Therapy. Okay. Here we go. This is from Daryl. Dear Dr. Michelle, I'm a guy in my 20s. Whenever I'm in a relationship, I always feel that my partner can't be trusted. Here we go with trust issues again, huh? It usually results in me breaking up with them. Also, when I'm in a relationship, it's hard for me to climax. I was abused sexually when I was 7 years old for 3 years by an older neighborhood guy. He threatened to hurt me if I told anyone. And I finally told one of my cousins. I begged her not to tell anyone, which she hasn't. Since then, we've tried to find this guy, who I was told moved away years ago. The point is, I'm trying to move on with my life. Is this past causing me my problems right now? Yes. And I do think you need to move on. And I do think right up front, you need to get someone who is a specialist who can help you with sexual abuse problems. Number one. Okay, Daryl? You know, it must have been so traumatic for you to have been abused for so long. You said you were 7 years old for 3 years. So the problem that you can't climax, the problem that you're having issues with relationships, you know, these things are linked. You need some kind of counseling. And I'm so sorry that you had to suffer this abuse in your childhood. I'm so glad you told your cousin, who you can trust. And I'm thank you so much for writing me about this and feeling comfortable enough to do so. Sounds like you've really looked at this whole issue. I think it's really important for you to move on. You see, because when you get some help and learn how to move on, your feelings about relationships and the sex within those relationships, it's going to be healthier. You're going to be more optimistic. And I hope you have a support system, you know, along with your cousin. I know you may not want to share anything with other relatives because it's embarrassing. You don't want to be judged. So keep tight with your cousin. Go see a specialist so you can air some of these feelings, so you can get through this. It's a very difficult issue to get through. And I want you to know, Daryl, that there are so many people who have come to see me who've been victims of sexual abuse. Okay, it can have a damaging effect on your sense of self-worth. It negatively affects other areas of your life as well. It gives you trust issues, relationship issues, makes you sick emotionally, physically too. You can have stress problems. And like I said, many victims of sexual abuse, they're ashamed of what happened to them. You know, many times they think it's their fault because they need to call it off. But they allow it to go on. No, they don't allow it to go on. You were threatened by this older guy. So you were a victim. Regardless of the situation, sexual abuse is not your fault. When you are a victim and you are a child, indeed, it's not your fault. And I understand how you may want to find this guy, try to find him on the internet somewhere, see where he is after all these years of sexually abusing you. But I really would suggest for now you focus on getting yourself together and feeling better about who you are and not, you know, identifying yourself always as the victim of sexual abuse. While you may continue to carry memories and emotional pain from the abuse, there are so many ways to help you cope with sexual abuse and begin the rest of your life. You got to talk to somebody, find somebody who you can trust, a therapist, keep a journal, help you sort through your feelings, give yourself some time. Don't try to rush your healing process. You can join a support group of abuse victims. Okay? Get out, get a little more social, be gentle on yourself, forgive yourself. That's one of the biggies here. And I really hope I helped you out, Daryl. And I thank you so much for emailing me at DrMichelle@AOL.com. We're out of time. This is Dr. Michelle with you, and you have been on the couch with me here on LA Talk Radio. Thank you so much for your calls. Thank you for your emails as well. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you have problems or issues, thoughts, advice, Dr. Michelle, right here for you. DrMichelle@AOL.com. Check out my website, DrMichelleTherapy.com. Thank you for being a listener today. And as I always say, do take care of yourself. All right? And you'll be great for others. Bye-bye.